As we continue on the program, small businesses, there's a lot of them and a lot of folks who want to give their attempt at small businesses. To talk to us about some of the things you might want to be thinking about is Michelle Adenogene, and she is the author of the new book, Grow Up, Take Your Startup to the Next Level. Michelle, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, let's throw a stat out there. 90% of new businesses fail. Now, money is one reason. Maybe what the business they're doing, there's not as much interest as a reason. But the way you look at it, people and the way people-related issues work in a startup business are a contributing factor. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, for sure. So the reason that typically gets listed, like you said, for business failure are really symptoms in my mind. The actual root cause of most business failures have to do with people. People are the cure to startup failure. So, you know, you can guarantee that you have market fit if you have the right person on your team that knows how to do that. Same with managing your money for growth, right? Founders need to be aware that what makes them great at starting their company is not the same thing that's going to be making them great at growing their company. And they need to recognize that everyone has a gift, a superpower that makes them incredibly successful at the beginning, but they need people on their team in order to grow and scale, the right people with the right superpowers in order to do that. So I look at it a little bit like a metaphor. Building a company is like building a house. You need all four pillars to build a house, or else the house falls down. And the same thing is true with superpowers you need on your team. From my experience, there are four of them, and they need to be present when you go from startup to grow up. So this idea that startup failure is inevitable, that 90% of startups fail, I really do believe has to do with the people and building a team of the right people to make it happen.
Talk to me a little bit. You say everyone has a business superpower, and there are several characteristics, as you mentioned, the building the house analogy. There are several different types of people that you need to have in the equation if you want that business to succeed.
Yep. So in my latest book, there are four of them. There's actually a quiz that you can take in the book, or you can also take it for free on MichelleDenogene.com to discover it. But there's four. There's an innovator, who is more of the problem solver, the solution-oriented individual. They're going to identify the big opportunities. Think of them a little bit like the mad scientist, right, that really explores and understands what needs to happen. The builder, who is very data-driven, very process-oriented, always looking at the numbers. They're the ones that are going to be helping you ramp up your company, hiring the right people, making sure you can raise money. The third is a connector, which connectors are thought leaders. Typically, they're the person that seems to know everybody in the industry you're serving. They're going to really own your reputation. And the fourth one is what I call a persuader. This is the deal maker, the person you want on your team to negotiate the contract. They're the ones that are going to help you win customers.
And I'm guessing it's possible.
Four different superpowers.
I'm guessing it's possible that maybe one person has more than one of these characteristics?
Correct. You absolutely can have more than one, and I've met a few people that have pretty even keeled between two, which is amazing, but typically people have a primary superpower that they lead with from a leadership standpoint in business, and so it's important to identify and embrace who you are as an individual. I think the thing that a lot of founders, when they first start their company, start to really hone in on is, I have to be all of these, and you don't. In fact, if you really embrace who you are, that's going to serve you well through your entire company's growth, and you need to identify that what you're not so you can make sure you have people on your team, right? They say the best leaders hire the best people, and so it really is an exploration of self-awareness, knowing what you are best at and what you need in order to elevate the entire business.
Talk to me a little bit about blind spots.
Yeah, blind spots are the thing that I think is the most critical piece of self-awareness as a business leader. It's the thing that can stop you from hiring the right people or inadvertently sabotaging someone, right? It's the thing you cannot see. So people sometimes think blind spots and weaknesses are the same, but they're not. Blind spots are the thing that you cannot see. But once you get in touch with it, once you can let go of control and trust other people with the competencies needed to be successful, the better off you'll be. So this, to me, is the critical piece, because it really can stop you and have the one thing you're most worried about happen, which is that your business fails, happen because you just can't let in the thing your business needs to grow.
So it sounds like the formula is figure out which one or two of these superpowers you have, and then be clear-eyed about finding other people who have the other superpowers.
Correct.
All right. Let me wrap this up. You mentioned a quiz. You mentioned some of the things in your new book, Grow Up, Take Your Startup to the Next Level. So if anybody wants to learn more about what we've talked about or learn more about what you're doing, how do they do that?
Yep, they can go to my website, michelledenogene.com. The book is available on Amazon, but they can take the test for free on the website and figure out where they sit and start to do a little bit of the work around what they think their blind spot is before they read it. So that's where I would send people, is michelledenogene.com.
Michelle Denogene has been with us, and again, it is a book, A Grow Up, Take Your Startup to the Next Level. And Michelle, thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.